voice or the opinion of the person that you spoke to. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. We'll see you next time.
Breaking news, now let's go to James with the weather. Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
I know you were thinking, will I ever smile again? All you need to pray is for a better day. It gets hard to believe, but don't let your faith slip away.
Remember, it's always darkest.
But I know, yeah, and I know,
you can't give up, the pain won't let up, because eventually,
but I know, yeah, and I know,
you survived the past, now tell your future, I'm on the way, wait for it, yeah, but things are turning around, so tell where it has several pieces.
The necessary.
Some things are just necessary, right?
Some things are necessary.
Wow.
Oh, the necessary. I think this is going to be a great topic for tonight.
Yes,
I'm glad
to
everyone that's already tuned in. This topic here, we're going to hit it, and we're going to just dive right into some things that everyone needs to know about here.
Yes, definitely. I'm so excited, my love, to do this show because things are necessary. I realize even for us, we had to go through some things to get to each other, and it was necessary to prepare us for what God has for us. So I believe the necessary is necessary.
The necessary is definitely necessary. Thanks for the necessary.
Yes, hallelujah. All right, well, this show is, again, the necessary. If you're just now tuning in, the topic today is the necessary. Please feel free to chime in. If you're actually logged on to blogtalkradio.com/ the Preacher and the Pastor Show, please feel free if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. Give us a call at 845-277-9213. Again, that number is 845-277-9213. And actually, today we're going to have a special guest. We're going to have comedian Carmen Martica on the show, up and coming comedian. She's really making a mark on the industry, and I'm so excited about having her on the show today. Are you, Pastor?
I'm here. I'm on here. Carmen, I'm so excited that Carmen's going to be on the show today. When you told me that she was going to be on, I just got very excited about having a comedian on the show. You know, it's a very good thing.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited. Well, you all, if you just now tuning in, this show will help us to understand why certain decisions are necessary for our life to help prosper us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm always going to say in Jesus' name because everything I do is in Jesus' name, and I want to make sure that I have him as the head and the lifter of my head and the head of our lives. So the necessary happens daily for our daily success. There are things that are necessary that we have to put in place and we have to strive for each and every day. So we, the preacher and the pastor, me and my husband, Mr. Manny, will enlighten the listeners today, which are you all, as well as ourselves, with the recorded word of God and others in the Bible to understand the necessary for our salvation and more. Amen?
Amen. Amen. So now, preacher, hallelujah. I have a question here for you. Preacher, I have a question here for you.
Oh, yes. Go ahead. Yes.
What is necessary? Tell me what is necessary.
What I find to be necessary in my life, you know, as I've grown older, is to make God your head, your number one. That is so necessary that you have God in your life and Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is necessary more than anything else, is to get a relationship with God. That is the most necessary.
I'm glad you said that about relationship, because you just hit a point. And what we do have to realize that relationship is necessary, and the relationship with God is very necessary. But not just any relationship, but the right relationship. God intends for us to have the right relationship with him, and also having the right relationship with our brothers and our sisters. Amen.
Absolutely, absolutely. And some people just don't really understand how important and how necessary it is that we have a relationship with God and understanding the purpose that God has for our life and why we are here. A lot of people, they ask themselves a lot of times, why are we even here? What is my purpose? I don't understand that. And that's a whole other show. But when you make God your necessary, then those things that you have questions about, why am I here? What is my calling? What am I supposed to be doing? Those things that come to you clear and you have a more understanding about who you are and your purpose in this life. Now let's talk about what does it mean necessary? When we talk about necessary, what does necessary mean? What does it mean to you, Pastor, when you hear the word necessary?
Necessary to me, it means this has to happen. To me.
This has to happen.
Whenever time that it happened, but it has to happen. It is necessary that this has to happen, and it is necessary that this had to happen. This
has. Yes, it's required to be done. It's needed. It's essential. Right now we're operating, stores are operating based on essential needs. Businesses are open based on essential needs. This is the necessary things that the government feel that we need in order to continue to operate a life that is what we consider normal, having the necessary things that we need. You know, we need food, we need water, we need things for hygiene. There are certain things that we do need. So we're talking about the necessary. If you're just now tuning into the show, we are talking about the necessary. Will you realize in your life that it was just a time in your life that it was necessary, it had to be done, or you went through some things and you realized later on that God was trying to take you somewhere and you had to go through something. You had to be hurt. You had to be beat down. You had to be mistreated. You had to be turned away. It was necessary for the calling on your life that these things had to unfold. They had to happen so God could take you where he needed you to go. And then you realize when you get to that point and realize it was all necessary. It was necessary because if
Hold on now, preacher. You got to put a period right there. You mean to tell me that it was necessary for me to be in a hurtful relationship? You mean to tell me that was necessary for that to happen?
Let me explain something to you, Pastor. Sometimes we have to go through to understand what love is, what hurt feels like. Sometimes we have to go through that because if we don't, we'll never build our faith. Sometimes some people, if they don't go through something, they'll never seek God. So sometimes God will allow us to go through situations so that we can seek him, so we can increase our faith and believe in who God is. So he'll allow some things to happen to us because it's necessary. Even with the children of Israel, he could have made that situation easy for them, but it was necessary so he could see how faithful they was to who he was in their life. Another situation, we talk about in another situation, but recorded in the Bible, even with Abraham, it was necessary that he had to leave his family, leave a place that he knew so that God could bless him. It was necessary for him to go. When God told him to go, he went without question. It was necessary for his life. It was necessary for us to be the children of Abraham, to be able to have our inheritance. Had he not left, had he not did what God told him to do, we wouldn't have received our inheritance. So it was necessary, not even for Jesus Christ to come. It was necessary that he died so that we can have salvation. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is necessary. We're talking about the necessary. If you're just now tuning in to our show today, the preacher and the pastor, and we're talking about necessary. Some things are just necessary. Got to go through to get through. And then some things are just unnecessary. We put ourselves in situations where it's just unnecessary. At this time, it's a part of the show that we have our guest. She's on with us right now. We have Carmen Martika. Are you ready for it, Pastor?
I'm ready for it. I'm fired up. Let's get her on.
You fired up? All right. We're going to bring this comedian.
Let's get her on. So excited.
Yes. And before we bring the comedian, my husband, he thinks he's a comedian. He's funny. He's funny. I have to give it to him. We kind of go back and forth with each other because, you know, I do comedy and he's a comedian about it.
Now, was that necessary for you to say that?
Well, you are funny. You just keep me laughing. That's what they already love about you. We have comedian Carmen Martika, and it's coming alive. Carmen, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Welcome to the preacher and the pastor.
The pastor. Welcome, 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 Carmen.
What'd you say, Carmen?
The pastor and the preacher.
Yes, the pastor and the preacher. We're happy to have you on the show. Listen, Carmen, before we get into who you are, what you're doing, and what God has called you to do right now, our topic today is the necessary. Now, you as a comedian, did you find that it was necessary in a part of your life? You said, I got to do this right now. Now's the time, or I'm never going to get it done.
You know what? Last year, I went to a comedy show, and I was like, I got to do this. This is not everyday life that I'm just putting on stage. This is for everybody who has been through something. I gotta make these people laugh because every day we go through different things that are necessary. And I was like, God, I do this for the people around me every day. Why can't I not light somebody else's light? Let me take the load off of somebody for just a little 10 minutes. Let me take their load off of them because it was necessary for me. So these last couple of months, I have been battling myself, and I didn't go to God. But when God spoke, I heard. And
amen.
I was like, I don't want to do comedy because I was vulgar with it. And I was like, no, that's not who I want to portray. This is not who I am. I can't say, I love you, Lord, bless me this, and then I'm going on stage and saying everything up under the sun. It don't work that way.
Amen.
It was necessary for me to get into a season of consecration.
Yes, come on now.
I didn't know what I was just like, God, I tried it, I'm good at it. But it's not for me because I can't worship you with this same filthy mouth and go make somebody else laugh with it. It doesn't work that way for me. So I have been in this quarantine and I just been focused on God because in the
right now, are you trying to?
I ain't coming here to tell my story, but
a couple months
ago I didn't have a job, but everybody else was getting laid off, but God provided a job plus more.
Amen. Amen.
So I mean, I can't say like God. It's a joke in this because at the end of the day, my God is a provider and He provided.
He will provide. He will provide. Yes.
You know, and everybody else, and I'm not saying like, oh, I'm just a chosen one, but I'm just saying if you lean on God, if I tell you what I've been going through for the last couple months, if you just lean on God and just give Him your ear, He'll hear you.
He'll hear you.
So
and
you,
the thing we have to hear Him.
Want.
Yes.
But people want God to do all the work. What you going to do for it?
Mm-hmm.
Because before this quarantine, you was quick to go give your money to everybody else.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Are you willing to give your time now that you sit down? Are you willing to stop for a moment and say, God, take control of this situation?
Amen.
That even though I may send 10,000 followers to my right and 10,000 followers on my left, but it will not come to my dwelling place.
Amen.
I don't care how
yes.
many products you have. Can't no corona come into this house because we are covered. And yes,
that is true, if you believe.
Over Easter, but my Passover is every day. The blood of the Lamb is on my life.
Amen.
My life is my post.
Amen.
So
hallelujah.
You gotta get it because of God sent you down for a reason. God sent down the whole world. No virus, no president, no entertainer can ever shut down the world. So if God
only
has
God
you
can
shut
do
down
it.
In your house. If he have you shut down in your house, teach your kids. Teach your kids how to lean on God. Yeah, y'all laid off at the moment. Unemployment ain't coming through, but God still for to cover these bills.
Yes,
no
let me intervene for a moment. Let me intervene for one moment here, Carmen. It seems like you have this great testimony, and you want people to hear what God has done for you. You know, while you've been quarantined, God is. It seems like He's taking some things off, those things of the world off of you, and He's adding His glory to you. And I can hear that in your voice. But I want to ask you right now. You said something about you were doing comedy, but you were doing vulgar comedy, and you just got to the point you were convicted because you are a woman of God. And I prayed with you, and I prayed for you, and I told you that was going to be a coming out season, and you just had to trust God and give God your time, give God your ear. So my thing is, so now, are you still doing your comedy? If so, how are you doing that now? How is that working for you?
Well, I haven't been doing it, and I've been seeing a lot of people on doing, like, the online comedy shows. But what I'm doing is I'm writing more for the comedy, and I am putting the Bible in it. Because
yeah, so you can do clean comedy, because I used to do, when I was Diva Mac, I did stand-up comedy, and I was raw and uncut, but I was just that on stage. But off of stage, I was nothing like that. You know, it was a job for me, get on stage. But when I was calling into ministry, you know, God told me to drop Diva Mac. You know, of course it changed how I performed. Everything was with a message. So you can still do your comedy. You just have to figure, you got to ask God to help you be able to deliver that word, that message, and keep it clean, because you can still do those same jokes, but learn how to clean it up, because everything is life.
Right.
We live this life, whether you're talking about sex, whether you're talking about money, whether you're talking about drugs, whether you're talking about children or whatever it is, we live this life. So people are going to be able to walk with you in your new walk, you know, so you'll be able to still do your stand-up comedy, just have a different audience. And even the same audience you used to go to, you can still do those jokes there that's clean, that has a message, because funny is funny. If you funny, you're funny whether you using vulgar language or you're using clean language. So to me, it's no such thing as gospel comedy. People want to say a gospel comedian, because you can offend somebody by saying something without even cursing, without using vulgarity. So you just have to ask God to help you. Okay, Lord, I want to do this. I know it's my calling is to bring humor and laughter, and laughter is good for the soul. And how do I do that? How can I still be clean? And because I know that's what you want to do. That's your passion. You know, God is not going to just take your passion away from you. He'll help you to be able to do that and do it for Him so that He gets all the glory. Mm-hmm. Amen? All right, Pastor, do you have any questions for Ms. Carmen Martika, comedian, writer, actress, because she's been in a couple of my plays. I mean, did an outstanding job. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But, Pastor, do you have any questions for Ms. Carmen?
I do, Carmen. I do have some questions for thank you for being on the show here. But a question that I have for you is right now, I heard you say some things about being at home and being quarantined, and there are certain times maybe away from work. What do you think that is so important about being in this time, in this season that you're in? What do you think that's supposed to come out of this season that you're in?
Faith. This is a time of trial. So in the time of trial, all you can do is hold on and have faith. And
much needed
like,
faith, yes.
Necessary.
I mean, it's faith. That's necessary to live. You can live without water for a while. You can live without food for a while, but you can't live without faith. Like, faith is that little, you know, people always say that little light at the end of the tunnel. Well, that's your faith. Like, we need faith right now, because the government and the system is not going to teach you faith. You're going, like, to me, at this moment in season, people were so religious, and people only think you can find God at a church building. But when you step out of that building, what you going to do? So this is your time to not just pick up the Bible on Sunday when you're watching it, but this is a time to apply every principle that you've been taught. This is your time to open the word and let it speak and manifest in your spirit. It's a time to sit down, listen to God, and have faith.
Amen.
You
said a mouthful right there. Yes, go ahead, Pastor.
Yes, I definitely want to agree with you. I definitely want to agree with you, and I appreciate you you sharing that with us here. But what you are saying is you are saying it is right. You know, that have faith. That faith that you are talking about is belief. You know, that faith related to belief. This time where you are when you're at home and you're getting this time to be able to get into the Word. See, when you get into the Word of God, see, what you are doing is you're changing the way you think. You stop listening to those things that you're listening to. You stop believing in those things you're believing in, and you're starting to believe in the Word, because the Word of God is truth. And we have to realize that the Word is a person. See, God is the Word. Jesus is the Word. So once you get into the Word of God, you can actually open up your Bible and read the Word. And what you're doing is you are believing in God, and that is that faith that you're talking about. Read that Word. Read that Word. And believe what you're reading in. Amen.
Amen. The Bible says in Mark 11:22-23. Oh, Lord. The Bible says in Mark 11:22-23, have faith in God. I tell you the truth, you can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. So at this time, people are needing, they're needing faith. So we have to ask God, because we have to ask God to increase our faith. Our faith can be increased by God. Ask God to help us with our unbelief, because if we have that, God already knows it. He wants us to come to him and ask him, Lord, help me with my unbelief, oh God. Increase my faith on today. And he begins to work in your life so that you can see that he is God and God alone that can do all things but fail. Because when we put trust in man, man will fail us. The Bible says that with God, all things are possible. So with him, all things are possible. Yeah. And if we look at Luke 8:50, the Bible says, when Jesus heard this, he said to Jairus, don't yield to your fear. Have faith in me, and she will live again. He was talking about his daughter. Have faith.
Yeah.
So at this time, you have to operate in faith and trust in God that we're coming out. It is necessary. It is the necessary. Though things are going on around us, I'm going to be honest with you, Carmen, me and my husband, we don't feel the effects of what's going on. Like, we truly don't operate like, we go out and be like, dang, ain't nobody in the street. You know, we truly, because we don't operate by the world. The Bible, you know, there are things that go on the world. We just don't allow it to affect our home and how we think. We didn't just start having faith when the coronavirus came on the scene. We didn't just start having faith when people start not having money in their account. You know, there's been no lack in our home. There's been no, you know, our home is filled with joy and peace and happiness and the Holy Spirit operating through. So when you have that, and it's a season for some people to get to the point, you know, because everybody don't have the same amount of faith like you do or like we do. And they have to get to that point. Yeah. So when things like this begin to happen around us, it doesn't affect us. We don't move. We don't fear, okay, are we going to have this or what's going to happen next? We just trust God, because we know after this life, that's when the abundance of life comes. So I would say for today, just like you said, your faith in this season, you know, that God is increasing your faith and you're at home and your faith is increasing while you're going through, your faith is increasing and you've learned to lean on God and lean out to your own understanding and trust in God. Because when you begin to trust God and have faith in him, things start to happen. When people were losing their job, you got a job. Come on. People have lost their jobs. People are off working. Now you working. While everybody else was working, God started working it out for you because you start trusting in him. When you say, God, I know I can't live like this. I can't continue like this. I'm going, it's my will, Lord, let thy will be done. And when you surrender over your will to God, then God took over. And I'm telling you right now, doors are going to open up for you. Opportunities are going to come for you.
Yes,
opportunities
God.
Are going to come for you. You don't have to go looking for it. Opportunities are going to come for you, overtaking you. Trust and believe. And just ask God to do. Ask God to show you as you're writing how to write it, because you're still going to still be doing your stand-up comedy. But now you're going to be able to touch a multitude of people, because what happened when you're doing the vocal comedy, really, it limits us to where we can go. But when you allow God to do it, it opens you up to the multitude. Amen?
Amen. Well, I'm
excited
to get this homeschool, because let me tell you, I haven't been to school in a long time, and math ain't math anymore. So we need to touch the brief for all these parents who don't know there's a new school math.
Everything changed. When I was going to school, you know, my mom and them couldn't help us with our studies, because things have changed. Things have changed so much. So, Brother Pastor, do you have any other questions? Carmen, we definitely appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you.
I have one more question. And Carmen, we appreciate you being on the show here. But one last question. My last question for you is, do you have, I know you are studying the Bible. Do you have people that you're studying with? Do you have a study group?
No, I don't. And I just pray before I go in, and I set the mood. You know, like, reading the Bible is like an intimate setting. So you know how, like, you try to be intimate with your woman. You got to get intimate with God. So I put my music on that focus me, and I just start reading. And I just ask God to download and let me understand things that I didn't know before, or let it convict my spirit so that I can change.
That's it.
Like, I just, the key point is to get up when I leave this temporary location, that I have at least touched the lives and did what I needed to do.
Amen.
God. Because
amen.
It's a lot of fakery and everybody trying to fake praise. Listen, when I hit the stage, I want God to be represented at all times. I don't want half of my life to show God and the rest not. So I really
amen.
In this intimate setting and, like, writing my prayers. And I just believe in this season, I'm going to manifest what's coming through. I understand that people are dying. I understand that. I'm not taking away from that. I'm not taking away from what's going on. I'm saying is I'm putting all my faith and my trust in God. And I'm manifesting my future, because this too shall pass.
Amen. Well, we just thank you so much, Carmen. And I know there's a season where God will have you being quiet and just want that one-on-one time with you. But it is important that we assemble together so that we can strengthen each other, so we can sharpen one another. So you do have my number, so feel free to call me anytime to pray with you in this season, or me and my husband to pray with you and he'll cover you at this time.
We have Bible study every night.
We have Bible study every night.
Me and my wife. And we enjoy it. We enjoy having Bible study every night. We read the word and we sharpen each other. And it's good, like my wife said, it's good to never forsake the assembly of yourself. When two or more are gathered together as touching and agreement, God says that he is in the midst of them.
So we just thank God for you and everything. And we thank you. We hope you continue
thank
to tune in to the preacher and the pastor. Yes. And you got to come back on the show and let us know how everything is progressing. I just know all things are working together for the good of your life and your family. So God bless you. May God continue to strengthen you and prosper you in every area of your life. And all that you set your hands out to do, may it prosper in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And you take care.
God.
Peace be with you. May peace overtake you all the days of your life. In Jesus' name. All right.
Amen.
All right, Carmen. I'll be talking to you soon.
I
definitely want. Yes. You know, absolutely. I'll see you for the next show. God bless you. Take care.
Okay, you too.
y'all been just tuning in to The Preacher and the Pastor. Today's topic is The Necessary. We've been speaking with comedian Carmen Martica. She's allowing God to direct her and lead her. And that's what we all want God to do. That is very necessary, right, hon? Very necessary.
That's very necessary. It is very necessary. It's very necessary. And I appreciate her being on the show. You know, we learned so much. It's good to know that in this time, in these days, that people are definitely realizing that they need to have that relationship with God. A lot of times, you know, we will be in a place to where we got it. It's going exactly where we need to go. And then here something happens like this where it puts you in a place where you realize that you don't have nothing. And that was one of the things that she said, that when you realize, you know, that God is all that you have. So you have to get back in that right relationship with him.
Yes, that's important. And one scripture I want to bring to the people is in Acts 16 and 31. It said, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and all your family. This is a time when people are in fear. People are dying from this coronavirus. People are just in fear. They're dying from fear. They don't know what's next. You know, this is something new to all of us to have this experience. We read in the Bible there's been famine on the land and, you know, all kind of things that happen in the land. But the Bible declares in Acts 16 31, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your family. Live by it, stand on it, and trust God to do it. God can do all things but fail. He can heal you. He can raise the dead. That look dead, God can bring it back to life. But it is a time and a season. It is necessary that we trust God and that we lean on God, that we put everything we have in God, making God the head of our life, making Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It is necessary. If you're just now tuning into the show, we're talking about the necessary. And if you want to chime in on a conversation, now is the time. Press 1. We'll bring you right through. Hear what you have to say regarding the topic. Answer any questions that you may have for the preacher or the pastor here. The number to call is 845-277-9213. For our online listeners, the number is 845-277-9213. And those who are tuning in by phone, you can press the number 1. We'll be happy to see, talk to you about a time in your life when it was necessary, when the necessary was necessary. Pastor, you have anything to say before we go to music break?
We can just go ahead on to the music break here. But like I said, I like this topic right here of the necessary. And I'm excited about callers that's calling in and asking us or even telling us their story about what is necessary.
Yes, and we just thank God. Again, if you're just now tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor, we're talking about the necessary. We'll be right back.
Breaking news, now let's go to James with the weather. Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
I know you were thinking, will I have a smile again? All you need is praying for a better day. It gets hard to believe, but don't let your face slip away.
Remember, it's always darkest. And I know,
boy, it gets better, but you hold on.
You can't give up,
and it will get better, not
the pain won't let up. I'm on the way. Wait for it, yeah.
They all fall down.
But things are turning around. So tell worry to have several people.
get better. Welcome back to the preacher and the pastor. Today's topic is the necessary. So if you're just tuning in to our show, we're talking about the necessary. We just got off the line with comedian Carmen Ortica, and it's good to hear when we allow God to enter, to come in and give God full access to our life. It's very necessary that we do that so that change can come. Change is necessary. Is that right, Pastor? Change is necessary.
Yes, change is necessary. Hallelujah.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Change is definitely necessary. Hallelujah. All right, you all. So right now, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the preacher and the preacher and the pastor, and we're talking about the necessary, what is necessary in your life. And we just thank God that we've got to a point in our lives that we've reached each other. We understand that we had to go through some things to get to where we are, and just thanking God for the necessary.
Yes, thank God for the necessary.
Hallelujah. This is the part of the show we just have tuning in where we have our time with Nana Ford and her husband Willie Earl Henderson. These two are something else. Please do that. Please hang on the line as we get ready for your favorite two, Nana Ford and her husband Willie Earl Henderson.
This is necessary. Now, I don't want to hear all this right stuff. Now, it's too hot out here. You always be going on and on about this truck here. This is necessary for me to be in this truck.
Well, you know what, the days on top of the time are the necessary.
The necessary.
It's necessary that you find a man that's good looking. Somebody you can stay with. You don't just marry anybody. Don't marry a boyfriend. You got to marry you a husband.
Now, wait a minute now, Nanny. I hope you ain't trying to shoot a little slow.
No, I'm just saying, you know, some things are necessary. Sometimes it's necessary to fight. Sometimes it's necessary to put your foot down and tell people how you feel about them. It's necessary.
You want me to tell you what's necessary?
What is it, Willie?
This truck here is necessary.
This truck ain't necessary. Don't make no sense.
This is a whole Ford.
You got money in the bank.
I've been driving this truck ever since we've been married.
You've been driving this truck since we've been married for 62 years.
Well, I tell you what, I ain't got rid of this old truck in 62 years, and I ain't got rid of you yet, so I think you necessary.
Oh, yeah, I'm very necessary. People, it's necessary. God meant, did not mean for man to be alone. The Bible says God made everything, said it was good. And then one day he said, it's not good. He was talking, when he said it was not good, he was talking about man, that man should not live alone. So it was necessary that man needed a woman to help him get his life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Man was good.
Man was good. Man ain't no good without a woman. So it was necessary that woman had to come. Say something there, Willie Earl.
Well, I'll tell you what. I guess it might be necessary to have a woman.
It's necessary. You want a man?
But just like it's necessary to have a new truck, too.
Well, you need to get your new truck.
It's a new truck, out there.
It's necessary. Well, you know what? I'm going to get out of here. Cut the music off. I'm so tired of you. Ain't necessary to get all this mess up here. These people watching us.
I'm going to go back and do it one more time. Everybody. God of mercy. Yeah.
Yes, God have mercy. If you're just now tuning in to the preacher and the pastor, the today's subject and topic is necessary. Some things are necessary. Some things are unnecessary. Sometimes we do things in our life that are very unnecessary that ends up causing the necessary to happen. So, I mean, if you do something wrong, it's going to be a necessary action. So we have to be careful of the choices we make, and sometimes we just got to go through to get through, and it is necessary. It's a sharpening. It's a cleansing. It's a renewing. It's what God has for us to understand our purpose. If you're just now tuning in to the preacher and the pastor today, we're talking about the necessary. If you want to chime in on the conversation, press 1. But this is a segment of our show, which is preacher. Preach, preacher. Come on, pastor. Preach that word, the necessary and the unnecessary.
All right. Preach, preacher. Tonight's lesson, I want to come out of the book of Genesis. Genesis, the first chapter, and we'll go through the second. We'll read a couple in a second and maybe a few verses in the third. So what is necessary? Well, if you have your Bibles here, I want you to go with me to Genesis. Let's start right here at Genesis 1 and 26. Genesis 1 and 26 reads, "And God said, let us make man in an image. Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth." See, this was necessary. See, God, what he said was, let us, we talking about, and Jesus Christ was there. He said, let us make man in the image of our own likeness. And then he says, let them have dominion over the fish in the sea. So when I was reading this here, I said, okay, well, he said, make man in the image of a likeness of ourselves. And he said, let them. So it was definitely necessary for God to make man in the image of us, in an image of himself. But then when he said, let them, so obviously it was already in place there for God to have a mate for everything that was here in the world. It was very necessary for everything that was in the world. And if we go on down here, we'll skip down a little bit farther here. Sticking to the subject that is necessary. We will read over here when it said, let's go over here to 2, Genesis chapter 2, over here in 9. It says, "And out of the ground made the Lord God, he grew every tree that was pleasant to thy sight, and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good of evil." So now, right here, there were two trees that was here in the midst of the Garden of Eden, and it was necessary, because he said there was the tree of life, then there was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So it was something that God made, life, a tree of life, then as a tree of knowledge of good and evil. Was it necessary for us to know about the knowledge of good and evil? Well, we know how the story goes. Well, we know how the serpent, how he met woman. See, woman was created. We know how woman was created for man, because God seen it fit that man should not live alone, but he should have his helpmate, which is woman. So it was necessary. So now we know how the story goes right here, how Satan, how he used the serpent, and he spoke to woman, and he asked her, why do you think you can have the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? So...
Mm-hmm.
So what was going on here, man and woman, it was their choice to make who they were going to believe, who they were going to follow. Was it were they going to believe that God had withheld something from them, or were they going to believe that God had gave them all that they needed? All that they needed to eat, all that they needed to live from. We're talking about the necessary. See, all that we had here and all that we need, God have already made it necessary for us. But when we decide to do something differently than what God has had for us, then that is the unnecessary that will cause us to be in the place or cause us to be in situations that we do not need to be in, which was unnecessary. It was unnecessary for us to do these things here. So I just want to shine a little light on that, on what was necessary and what is unnecessary. All that we need in life have already been provided for us. Jesus Christ have already overcame the whole world. He have already made a way, and it is necessary for us to be in Christ. But it is unnecessary for us not to be in Christ, thinking that we can have eternal life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. The necessary and some things are just unnecessary that we put ourselves in. And I definitely understand. I got to a point in my life where I realized it was necessary. I had to be hurt. I had to be to a point where I was broke down, where I had to surrender all over to God, not partially, not some of it, but all over to God. And I got to the point where I said, okay, Lord, it's necessary that God had to just call me and reach out his hand and pull me in. I just got to the point where it was necessary for me to commit and submit all that I had to God. If you're just now tuning in, we're the preacher and the pastor show. We're talking about the necessary in our life. Sometimes it comes to a point where it's necessary that we have to let go of those relationships that are holding us back. We have people that come to block us that so that we can receive all that God has for us to receive. So we have to get to a point and realize it's necessary to let go. It's necessary to move on. It's necessary to do better. We get to a point in our life where we should feel like it's necessary. Like, I got to do better. I need to do better. Not just for me, but for people around me. People are attached to me. Their blessings are tied to me. Amen. And so we just thank God. This is the part of the show that we pray. We're going to go in prayer. Anyone that's needing prayer at this time, we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for healing. We're going to pray for God's protection on your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're lifting up you, Carmen Martika, and your family. We're lifting up my mother, Carol Dillard, on tonight. We're lifting up the Manning family, the Mackey family, the Dillard family. We're lifting up the Allen's family, Valencia Allen and her family in the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up Brittany Gaddy and her family right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We lift up those who have lost a loved one, the Bacon family. We're lifting them up. They lost their mother this past last week. We want to lift them up at this time. We just want to lift you up and know that God is still able. May God's peace overtake you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, knowing that you can lean on God and God is always there for you. A lot of people say they can't see it. God is not working. Things are not moving, but just trust God. What he said is already done. Understand, it's not already done the way that you want it to be done, but it's already done the way that God wants it to be done, the way he sees fit. And sometimes we don't understand. And, Lord, I prayed for this, and I prayed that you would save my mother, you know, that you would save her life, and you took it anyway. He said, God said, it's done. That's the way God said it's going to be done, so it's going to be done. And we just have to accept. We have to accept God, what he says, what God is saying, that it is done. Any situation or relationship, mm-hmm. be it someone you're in love with, but they don't want you, they don't need you, and that's not what God has for you, and God is trying to move you from that, and it's necessary to listen to God, and not just listen, but move when God says move, like he told Abraham to leave his country, to get away from his family. And Abraham, he didn't question God. He moved immediately. He left so God could bless him. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We know, Lord, that our happiness comes from your mercy, oh God. We know, oh God, so we pray right now that you, Lord, be merciful to us and all in whom that we're praying for right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you, Lord, to continue to cause your face to shine upon us, oh God. Pardon us from all our sins, Father God. God, we need you right now. We need your grace and blessings right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you heal our land, oh God. Heal this world, oh God, and your people in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Those who trust and believe in you, Father God, move on our behalf, Lord God. Move on our faith on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that we have and everything that we need comes from you and you alone, oh God. Most of all, we need you, Father God. We need you. We need to know you, oh God, Lord, so we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, oh God. Give us you. Everything else can wait. We need to have the light of your face shine upon us this day, oh God. So, Father, show grace to us right now, your children, oh God. Bless us, oh God. in abundance, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. But also help us, oh God, to remember that you give your blessings not just for us alone, but that we may be a blessing to others in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You show us your way that we might humbly teach your ways to others, oh God. You save our lives now and for eternity that we may give our lives for the salvation of others, oh God. Father, help us to not look so intently on gifts that you have given us, oh God, that we will no longer seek your face, oh God. Lord, help us not to cling to our blessings, oh God, so tightly that we can't open our hands to give to others or even to receive more from you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, help us to fear. So fear not that if we give that we won't be able, that you won't be able to replenish us, that there will be no lack in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, that we would give freely, oh God, to those that are in need, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Trust in you, your God, and your sufficiency, your abundance, even that whatever is for your glory is ultimately for our good, no matter what the initial cost is, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, Lord, heal the sick right now, oh God. Those that are sick and hurting their bodies right now, oh God, Lord, speak to heal it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, send your angel of healing, Lord God, to go to their homes right now, Lord God, and touch their bodies and command them to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we're telling your word, Lord God, that by your strength that we are healed, Lord God. Lord, we just want to say thank you for healing on tonight, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Father God, and we receive healing right now. We receive our forgiveness, Lord God. We receive our deliverance right now from every sickness, every disease, known and unknown to men. We receive our complete deliverance from every curse spoken, written, generational, foundational curses, blood covenant curses, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, wherever our name is written in the book of the satanic one right now, evil one, evil doer right now, let it be released right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace.
You,
and Lord, bless the bread and the water that we take and let it take sickness away from our life, oh God. Lord, bless the food and protect us from illness right now. Lord, bless our eyes and ears in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, bless every system operating in our body right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let our organs be blessed and let every part of our body function the way that you intended it to function. Lord, let our heart be with the rhythm of life right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom. Our peace, oh God, our health and our prosperity comes from you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless the blood, oh God, that flows through our brain. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. We stand on your word, oh God, that we are healed, delivered, and set free. The Bible says, let the Redeemer say that they are redeemed. For we are redeem in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you and we love you. Oh, Lord, we just ask that you have your way right now, Holy Spirit of the living God, to all that is listening on tonight, oh God, that you will walk their house on tonight, Holy Spirit of the living God, and cleanse out all darkness, oh God, cleanse out all sickness, oh God. Let your light shine right now in the name of Jesus Christ, your holy light, oh God. We thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we both say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Many are hurting right now, Pastor. Many are hurting. Many are going through. Many don't know where to turn. Many are just searching for answers. If there's something that you can say to the one out there that's trying to figure out, is this necessary? How do I get closer to God? How do I stop hurting in my body? How do I stop hurting in my mind? How do I cleanse my mind from these thoughts that are telling me I can't? They're telling me I'm this and I want to be that. Help me. Help me. Pastor, what would you tell that person that's listening tonight?
I would tell that person or those persons that are listening that whatever it is that you are giving your thoughts to or whoever it is that you are giving your thoughts over to, see, there are so many things in this world that are battling for your thoughts. And I think I said this one other time before, but we have to realize, you know, what is necessary. We know according to tonight, things that are necessary, but we all have to realize what is not necessary. It's not necessary for us to give all our time over to movies and social media and to the news and what the world has to say. Because when you are in the body of Christ, you are in the body of Christ, you have to realize that you have to protect your ears, protect your eyes.
Guard your gate.
Be careful of who you allow to cause you to think and feel a certain type of way. Because whoever can cause you to think or feel a certain type of way, if it's not of God, what you have done, you have allowed them to place you in a place of bondage and in fear. But see, it is not the will of God for you to fear. See, fear is not of God. Fear is of the enemies. Fear is of that is of Satan. Satan, he majors in fear.
Yeah,
he majors in fear. And he is a thief. And we know that the thief only come to steal, kill, and destroy. But what he is stealing and killing and destroying, he is stealing from you. He's killing you, and he's destroying you by your mind
by
and your
mind.
Thoughts.
Take away
so
your hope.
The only way that he can everything can cause you to lose everything. You can think that you are sick, and you will allow sickness to enter into your body.
That's true. You can think it.
You
think yourself sick, just like you can think yourself happy. You can think yourself sick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. It is true. My God. My God. If you're just now tuning in to the show, The Preacher and the Pastor, we're talking about the necessary. And as we close out, we have our food for thought and our closing remarks. So, Pastor, what would you tell the people that is necessary? The
necessary
in this life. The very
life,
necessary.
What is necessary is using what God gave you. And God gave you his only begotten son, and that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And what
Amen.
Is also necessary is to know why he gave his son and what is the reason. Why was what is the reason for it? And that's made grace available for you to be able to live this life.
Amen. Amen. And
Amen.
If I'm going to give my food for thoughts and my closing remarks here, and I'll go to scripture in Psalms 37:5, it says, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. It is necessary that we commit everything that we do to the Lord and trust him. And he will help you. That is scripture. It's recorded in Psalm 37:5. Trust God and know. And then if we look at Job 34:21, for God watches how people live. He sees everything they do. He sees all and knows all. Go to God with it. He already knows what you're coming from. He already knows what you need. He already knows what's necessary, what's unnecessary. He knows what you're going to do. Go to God and be honest about where you are, what you're doing. God, I need it. I'm hurting. I can't do it on my own. I keep thinking these ways. I keep having these filthy thoughts. I keep going back to the same thing. I know you. God, I can't do it. I need you to take it away or teach me. And God will do it. He will show up and do it, but we have to trust him. The Bible says commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. Amen. We want to thank you all for tuning in. It's been a wonderful night. Oh, God bless you all. Again, thank you, Carmen Martika, for tuning in to the show, being on the show with us. Thank you all for listening, our online listeners and our people that call in to the show each night, our faithful listeners. And we just thank God for you. And we're so excited what God is doing in us and with us and just being a blessing in our lives. And I just thank God for being in the midst of what we have. And I thank you, my husband, for all that you are doing and all that God is doing in you and all that you're allowing God to do. You know, because God don't just operate in us just to be operating. We have to allow God in. You know, in us and make God the head of our lives so God can operate and protect us. With everything that's going on, we can know, trust and know that God is with us. Amen. Tune in on tomorrow night.
I have one more question.
We have to wrap up here.
How can someone get in touch with us?
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. If you need prayer, a home visit, we definitely do home visits in the Houston area. You can call us at 346-719-3349. Again, the number is 346-719-3349. Tune in tomorrow night at 8 p.m. to The Preacher and the Pastor. Our subject on tomorrow night is Every Close Eye Ain't Sleep. Every Close Eye Ain't Sleep. Make sure you tune in. Every Close Eye Ain't Sleep. Well, I tell you, around this house, yeah, that's true. Every Close Eye Ain't Sleep. I tell you, my husband see
every
everything.
Close, I ain't sleep. Oh, yes, I see everything.
everything. All right. God bless you all. Tune in tomorrow night, 8 p.m., to the preacher and the pastor. Have a good night, and God bless you. All right. Love you, babe.